Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, Chime Time, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnanski.
We'll get to the kings of baseball betting. We'll get to the Tour Championship at East Lake in Atlanta coming up in a minute. Good morning, Chris Scheim. How are you?
Good morning, Mutt. I am wonderful today. How are you?
You were late to our taping this morning because your show went well past their allotted time this morning. Andy Gresh, not happy, I was told.
Yeah, he is a man of the clock, but it is what it is. You know what? We raised $359,000 for the Jimmy Fund in just our four-hour program, which Rob Hale, a part owner of the Boston Celtics, said he would match if we hit 350, so we did. So we raised $700,000 in 4 hours, which is amazing. I noticed we just hit the 2 million mark for the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, so I am beyond thrilled.
Well, I mean, technically, you didn't do anything. I mean, it was all Greg and Courtney and Chris. I mean, you were in studio, so you don't count. You don't get credit. You have to be on site. That's how it works, Sean.
You're right. So. They were thanking everybody today, and I was the one that didn't get thanked.
Is that true?
I bet it is. I just pressed the button.
By the way, that's how it works. It is so thankless being a producer on a day like today, where you know, so much going on behind the scenes, in front of the camera, in front of the microphone. Both the producers on our side who are back in studio. And are on location, and the Nesson people who are doing so much work behind the scenes, and most importantly, the Jimmy Fund staffers who are doing a great job there.
So. Unbelievable, and especially major credit to like our marketing team, promotions team, like Carolyn and stuff, because they have, and even Ken to a massive degree as well, because they've done everything possible to put this thing on, and they've done a really good job at it.
Folks, we could dive deep into replaying that to even Ken to an extent answer right there.
I said really, massive extent, okay?
No. There's a lot of psychology behind that answer, which you're not.
Ken and I are in a bit of a whizzing match, if you will, so it's fine.
I believe there are many producers who would feel the same way based on being around the afternoon show yesterday. But this is not a at least for today. It's not a WEEI gossip podcast. This is a baseball and golf betting podcast. And we'll start with the baseball, which was, easy. Actually, I'll say that. So you were late to the show today because of your show. I was late because, Scheim, I was doing, without question, the worst household chore possible, which is
cleaning the toilets,
folding clothes. I would clean 50 toilets.
This is
before folding a basket of clothes.
This is your first mistake. You don't fold the clothes, Mutt. You get hangers and you hang them up. It's a thousand
times
easier.
Says an idiot who has no kids and little kids and little folding and a million things.
That's a pain in the ass.
And if it's not folded correctly, you have to do it again, and you're told by your wife you can't fold it. Sucks. Excuse me. No, my son listens to this podcast. Can you edit that?
I will bleep that.
Yeah, bleep that. Yeah. Carter, bleep the whole thing. Bleep that. No, the whole big word there. It stinks. It stinks. I hate folding clothes. And I was doing that, and I was waiting for you, and so I was a few minutes late. But It is my 1-9 favorite on the board for worst household chore. What is the worst? So yours is cleaning toilets?
Yeah.
That's not hard. You spray the bowl stuff. You let it sit there. You scrub it. You're in and out.
It's just nasty.
Something going on in that house here, Sean. I don't want to know.
I'm a man's man. I take. I have adventures in the bathroom. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Andy has IBS. I just have an aggressive stomach.
Yeah, Carter's going through that stage right now. Hi, Carter. Where he loves farting. Everything farting is funny. It's just
it is though. To his credit,
his leg,
like,
that's how you know he's a
boy's boy is yep. when farting is funny, because farting is hilarious. Still is.
Hannibal texts me back. We'll get to that in a second. But we are the kings of baseball betting. We told you it was a pretty simple one last night. Over Red Sox, over Blue Jays total runs 5.5 plus 110, that cash in the third inning. Shine put you on George Springer, which was an easy peasy lemon squeezy cash, the basic limit
triple. Yeah.
Which was nice because I played him in DraftKings and got another Millie Maker ticket, another top five in a baseball contest.
Hell yeah.
So we are racking up week one Millie Maker tickets on DK. Thanks in part to George Springer, Shine. So thanks, buddy.
Appreciate hey, anytime, Mike. You know, I'm just here to help in any way that I can.
Let's take a look here at today's baseball. I have some prop stuff here, but I also have the Tour Championship pulled up, so I've got to wheel myself back to baseball odds. It certainly felt like the way the game went last night, Chime, then the post-game afterwards, it certainly feels like if the Red Sox management's not doing it, Alex Cora certainly is, and that is waving the white flag on the season. Before the game last night, as part of the pregame show, he told Joe that because of where they are in the season, and where the standings, et cetera, they're not going to push Nate Eovaldi. He has a lat issue. He went to the IL yesterday. After the game last night, Red Sox get stomped 9-3. He immediately said Tommy Pham and Xander Bogaerts are both day-to-day, but both would not play today. And you're playing the Blue Jays, division rival. You're playing the Blue Jays in front of you in the wild card. And I'm convinced, Scheim, if they were, call it two games back and not seven games back, that he would not have ruled out players or put Nate Eovaldi on the IL like he did. I think Cora is signaling to the front office, we don't have the horses this year. That's it. That's how I viewed last night's Red Sox-Blue Jays game, before, during, and after with what Alex Cora had to say.
100%. You're absolutely right. And you can see it in the way books are handicapping this, too. Like, when you look at player props, and we'll get to our bets here shortly, but yep. when you like look at the player props, there's basically no Red Sox hitters listed for tonight. And it's because they don't know exactly what the lineup's going to be, because it could be any mishmash of guys, because, as you said, the Red Sox are just waving the white flag at this point. And, you know, bad job by Chaim Bloom not selling more at the deadline, because this is just a lot of wasted assets, and it's just it's a bummer. It's upsetting, it's frustrating, and I am curious to see what will happen come the offseason.
So yeah, and the real signal, right, is the ultimate sign of this: position player pitching in the ninth inning. Now, Reese McGuire, by the way, an unbelievable ninth inning. 7-pitch, 1-2-3 ninth inning. So
wow,
good for Reese.
Great job.
It was great to see him.
He sure knows how to pitch it.
The Blue Jays, he sure does. He can pitch something. they were swinging for the fence. It was funny. But anyways, the meat of their, or not the meat of their, but it's 4-5-6 or 5-6-7. They were just swinging away, trying to go deep, and they couldn't do it. He was certainly better than Josh Winkowski was last night. Reese McGuire, would start him over Winkowski next time. But, like, that was a blowout the wrong way. The Rays pitched their backup catcher last night. They won 11-1. So, Reese McGuire in the ninth inning, I think, was the human white flag. I think it's over for the Red Sox. I think I told you that. We'll see. Bayo starts tonight against Berríos. We'll see if Tristan Casas gets called up here in the next couple days. I also would not be surprised if they wait on the mass, you know, call-up, move-down IL thing until they get through the homestand, because they can do it in Minnesota next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Shine, when no one's paying attention.
Yep.
It's worse to sort of give up on the season here at home, especially during the Jimmy Fund. So I could see them having a kind of normal lineup tonight, but in the next week or so, I think they will signal, at least management will, this is it, the 2022 Red Sox. As far as tonight's game goes, I'm rambling on here. Blue Jays on the run line, -1.5 at even money. You get the Red Sox at +1.5 at -120. Total is 9.5, juice to the under at -115. Money line Blue Jays, -150. Money line Red Sox, +130. It's Berríos and Bayo. Chris Scheim, you gave us George Springer. Let's start with you. I got a couple things written down, but why don't you lead us off here tonight, Red Sox and Blue Jays?
Yeah, part of me wants to just run it back with the team total over 5.5
sure
again.
Do.
It's juiced up a
sure
little
do.
Bit. I'm debating it, but I think I'm going to go with Toronto on the run line here at even money. I just feel more confident that Toronto will outright win this game, whether it's 5-0 or 10-2. I'm not really sure, but I think Toronto wins this game and wins it relatively handily. I also kind of like the idea of maybe an Alex Verdugo over 1.5 total bases. Barrios is, I think he's allowing 292 to left-handed hitters here. So I don't hate that play as well, but my pick is definitely going to be Toronto on the run line tonight.
All right, so we are pretty similar here. Indeed, the exact numbers, don't say, if you have them in front of you, just say where you're there. You knew it. 292 against
lefties
this year with Barrios. He's allowed 17 of his 26 home runs. That is a bunch of home runs. He's nowhere. He's got an ERA north of 5. For all the hype about keeping him there, he has not been the replacement for Robbie Ray. 17 home runs to lefties, 11 of his 25 doubles to lefties. 292 average, like you said, 886 OPS. So
that's
lefties
wild.
Are smoking this guy. And I'll give you some more context on your guy Verdugo, who you may hear about tonight in the pregame show. He's 5-for-11, Chris Schein, lifetime against Jose
nice
Barrios with a home run. So I have written down for me Alex Verdugo plus 105 on total bases, 1.5. I would like that. I would like the Blue Jays 5.5 at plus 105. I think Rafael Devers, although his is a little bit juiced up, but again, if you want to go by the lefties thing and you expect to be in the lineup tonight, although I'm looking now, he's no longer listed. He was listed earlier.
No, he is not listed currently.
They've yanked him out of there, so maybe they know something that we don't.
I think the only Red Sox players listed right now were Verdugo,
Reese McGuire, Christian Arroyo, Franchi Cordero.
Like the Jabronis.
So they must know something over there, so it wouldn't surprise me. And I think if that ends up happening, I don't think Barrios is very good. I think his 4.5 K prop is very manageable tonight. They list him at 4.5 at minus 115. So to me, there's four things I'll be looking at. You'll hear one of these bets tonight on the Red Sox pregame show. Verdugo over 1.5 total bases, probably my favorite with Scheim. Over 5.5 for a total. Devers, if they post it, we'll see what they repost it at. And then Barrios over 4.5 Ks. The Red Sox are clearly in playing out the string mode. Meanwhile, we have the final PGA event of the season, the Tour Championship, 29 golfers, at least for now. There's some rumors that Cam Smith is still being bothered by an injury, but he is in for now. We know last year, I think it was Hideki, started then withdrew right away. Hopefully they withdraw ahead of time so that if you're betting on these guys, you don't have to bet on them. Like, I give Willie Z credit. Like, he could have showed up, tried to play, and withdrew. He said, I'm not doing it. So for gamblers, that's good. So 29 golfers are lined up. And it's a weird scoring system. And for people who don't know how it works, they start at the top of the tour rankings, and they start you with an advantage. For example, Scottie Scheffler is going to start tomorrow, Scheim, at 10 under par. Cantlay's 8 under. Schauffele's 6 under. Burns, 5 under. Cam, Rory, Finau, Straka, M, 4 under. Rahm, Stallings, JT, Young, Fitz, 3 under. Homa, Matsuyama, Spieth, Neiman, Hovland, 2 under. Your guy, Colin Morikawa, who I would not bet with your money.
Not even a little bit.
Billy Horschel, Tom Hoge, Hannibal's guy, Corey Connors and Brian Harmon, 1 under, and then KH Lee, JT Boston, your guy, Shahith Thegala, Adam Scott, Aaron Wise, all even par. That is grouped in the rankings from 1 to 29 in the Tour Championship. Now, if you go to any of these apps, okay, it's pretty easy to see, but I want people to be aware when they're betting golf, if you're hearing this and saying, oh, this is a golf podcast, I want to bet with these guys. They sound like they know what they're talking about. When you go into bet on this, Scheim, and you're all excited because you're like, oh my God, these guys posted a bad number. I can't believe this. Scottie Scheffler's 2-1. That's counting the strokes. Okay.
Yep.
So if you want to bet Scottie Scheffler 2-1, you're starting with 10 under par. So that's the gross scoring. So that will be the scoring at the end of the tournament, how the tour does it. That is listed under tournament winner on DraftKings. When you go to the next tab under winner, those are going to be the scores with no starting score factored in. So they will have two different scoreboards all weekend long for you. Okay, they're going to have the gross score up there, which is what the tour cares about for the points and the money, all that stuff. Next to it is the net scoring. As in, let's say, Cantlay and Scheffler both go 1 under on day one. Well, or Cantlay goes 2 under, Scottie goes 1 under. How am I explaining? I knew I explained this poorly. But it's a gross scoring versus net scoring. So Scottie Scheffler in the gross scoring, starting 10 under par, he starts today, Chris Scheim, at 2-1. If you want to bet him just the net scoring, You can bet them 9-1.
Yeah.
Is that, am I explaining that correctly for the people?
Yep. So basically, tournament winner is with the starting strokes. Regular winner is without the starting strokes.
And the odds are different on all these things.
Yes.
You got to shop around.
Tournament winner is to win the tour championship. The winner is to just win the event. Simple enough. I think it's as long as you're paying attention, it's pretty easy to understand.
But there's also some game theory to it. Like if you're playing DraftKings or DFS, obviously, or DraftKings, they use finishing points and where these guys finish on Sunday. So you're going to want to factor it in. Obviously, the guys that are starting higher are priced up. But then when you start doing the math, well, if one guy gets a birdie streak, it's really not much of a difference. So it's not as easy if you're just betting on it. Shime's right. I guess you're right. I'm confusing DFS and betting. DFS, a little more difficult, a little more game theory. If it's betting, you kind of know what you're doing. And by the way, the leaderboard will look much different than this 10-under, 8-under type of thing. It was 2 years ago or 1 year ago. Cantlay started second or third, and I think he finished second to last. So these guys can blow up. They can go the wrong way. So don't let that dissuade you. I don't want to bet Colin Morikawa. I know that for sure, Chris Schein. But I'm also I'm sort of frozen because I'm trying to balance the underdog stuff. I'm trying to balance DK. I'm trying to balance the betting. So I have a couple of betting ideas. I'll start with Ryan Hannibal, who works for BetMGM. Supposedly, their golf expert. He's playing Harbortown right now. He's on vacation. I texted him and said, "Who are your picks? You're so lazy." And he said, "Don't distract me. I'm playing Harbortown." I said, "No pick?" Question mark. So apparently Ryan Hannibal, golf expert at BetMGM, doesn't have picks. So I'll defer to you, Chris Scheim. Maybe he'll text back in the next 10 minutes or so. Who do you want to bet this weekend? Who are you geared up and fired up to fire away on at the Tour Championship?
So this is my pick to just win the event. Not to win the Tour Championship, just to win the event. So without the starting strokes. I actually really like Sam Burns at plus 2,200. I think 22-1 is great, great value for a guy who already has 3 wins on the Tour this year. He's been playing really, really well. He's been consistently good. And so that would be my pick it and stick it winner for this tournament. You can actually, if you like him to win the Tour Championship with the starting strokes involved,
he's
the exact same value.
Oh, really?
It's plus, wow. It's plus 2,200. It's 2,200 either way. So for me, it's weird. It puts you in a weird spot, right? Because if he wins this tournament in particular, there's a good chance that he wins the entirety of the Tour Championship because he's only 5 strokes back of Scheffler here to start.
Oh, yeah, he'll get enough points. I think the winner automatically wins. Don't quote me. Don't quote me.
Well, unless it's somebody towards the bottom there.
But this crazy, that's why these guys just want to make it in, because I think the winner gets so many points, they automatically win. You know what? I don't want to say that. Don't listen to me.
Yeah, I am going to play for my winner without the starting strokes. I am in on Sam Burns at 22-1. The other thing that we've talked about now multiple times is we're fading Morikawa this weekend. And a way you can do that, which I actually really like, is there, if you're playing on DK, there's a tournament matchup between him and Billy Ho. I'm going to take Billy Ho at plus 105.
Love
over
it. Billy
Colin
Ho's
Morikawa.
Played well here. He's played well here.
So that those are my
ninth,
two big
by
plays.
By the way, ninth last year, 30th, which is not great in 2020, the COVID year. But then he was second here in 2018 was Billy Ho.
So those are my two big plays. The next play that I actually really, really like here, as you mentioned, my guy, Sahith Theegala, to finish top 10 without the starting strokes is plus 275. I am in on Theegala this weekend as well.
All right, so if I had to pick an outright winner, just winning it without the tour points. The tour points thing I'm kind of putting aside, at least to start. I think there'll be some ways you can play it during the weekend. It starts to go on from live betting on all this sort of thing. The guy that I want to bet to win outright is not a great price, but I think Tony Finau is sitting on a monster weekend. He's sitting up there right now at 16-1, just a straight-up winner. He's played really well in this event, 11th, 17th, 7th, 15th, and 7th. He had an awful, awful start to the BMW, but rallied to finish 28th.
It was the complete opposite of Morikawa, right, where he started horribly
and then
lit it up the next 2 days.
He had an amazing run. Remember, he was 5th before at St. Jude. He won it at RMC. Like, he was really, really hot going into it. He is in some of the bogey avoidance. He's number one. He's number one in short shots gained, irons on tour. He plays well at this course. The stats say good. Like, his recent rankings is good. I'm not a huge Tony Finau better because it's such a wild ride with his putter. But I think if I had to pick a bet that I like here in like the mild range here, I would take 16-1 on Tony Finau. I'm going to take a flyer on Corey Connors at 28-1. He's the other guy that I'm going to play around with, and I'm you know, there's some interesting stuff you can do with him. He's sitting up there at 28-1 right now. He closed with a flourish. He was on the cusp of not even making the top 30 on Sunday afternoon. He birdied three of the five final holes. He's played in this place twice, 26th and 22nd, but his current form is really good. Fifth at the BMW, ended up finishing there with that great run that he had, 28th at St. Jude, 21st at Wyndham. And one of the things I'm really looking at this weekend, Shime, and doing the course research, no thanks to Hannibal since apparently he's just taking the week off, but driving accuracy at East Lake is so huge. Corey Connors is the top-ranked driver accuracy of this field. He's 21st in the entire tour. Obviously, there's other good drivers in terms of accuracy and percentage of fairways hit. He's the top in this field. He's also top 80 in distance. So as far as the combination goes, he provides an awesome, awesome combination of the driving accuracy. He's fourth in driving, just good drives in general. Fourth in bogey avoidance. His putting gets wonky. He's 20th in the field in Bermuda putting, which is not great. But you're getting him at 28-1. I actually like him in some of the other markets too, Sean. Like, you can bet him, Corey Connors right now. Let's pull up so I can scroll to it here. I like him at 3.5-1 to finish top 5. I like him at plus 135 to finish top 10. And for a little bit of pizza money here, if you want to play him factoring in the starting strokes, he starts 2-under and Scheffler's there. He's 80-1, and I just think he's too talented. So I'm just going to have, again, pizza money there, but I'm going to focus around Tony Finau. I'm going to focus around Corey Connors. And the other guy at a price that I'm going to mess around with in some of the markets is going to be Adam Scott. Now, Scott has been saying all year he wanted to get here. Adam Scott, the stats are not great for him, but he's only played at East Lake twice, 6th and 8th. He has back-to-back top fives coming in. He's focused on playing in this event. He starts way back, but he is a guy with that stupid big putter of his. He gets that. And the big greens last week actually hurt Adam Scott because he's not a good lag putter. It turns out with these big, tall putters, these what are they? I don't know what they're called. But the big putters, these annoying putters, the lag putters are not it's hard to lag putt and get him close, but medium range, he's pretty good. And so he's up there sitting at plus 120 for a top 10 finish. He's 3-1 for a top 5 finish. He has really, really played well down the stretch. So as far as outright winner goes, my favorite bet, it's Tony Finau. But Corey Connors at 28-1. Adam Scott was up there at last check.
So I gotta ask your thoughts on
130-1 if you want to play him with the strokes, which I probably will not even be doing there. But if you want to bet him just outright to win the thing, he is 22-1, so he's taken some money. He was listed 30-1 earlier in the week. So Adam Scott, Corey Connors as longer flyer plays, Tony Finau as my top pick, and I do indeed have Tony Finau in my finals underdog team. So there's a double rooting interest there for Tony this week.
So the question I have for you is, what are your thoughts this week on Scott Stallings? Because you were a week early on the guy. He ended up finishing second last week. And he's kind of two guys in the top 20 who don't have a win on tour this year. So is he due? Do you think there's any shot he could make any kind of play this weekend?
I'm not talking anybody, okay, off an 80-1 shot.
Right, and that's the other thing, right? To win the tournament, he's 80-1.
He's
playing awesome.
Andy Serling is an excellent, excellent horse handicapper for NYRA, and he's I'm stealing it from him. But when someone he's handicapping with on the show that they do picks a long shot, and his phrase, I never talk somebody off a horse that's X price. If you like Scott Stallings and you're looking at his recent form, Shime, and you're like, oh my God, the guy's last four events, 10th, 13th, he missed the cut. When I bet him, and then second in an event that he had no right finishing second in.
Yeah, unbelievable.
He had no right finishing second in, okay? I'm not talking you off of that. The stats are pretty good. Right, he's third in shots gained with irons. He's seventh in Bermuda putting. I don't love him. I think I'm going to get to him in some DK lineups this weekend. I drafted him already in the Thursday opener stuff for underdog tournaments. I was not really thinking about him until you brought because it's a personal thing. I got burned 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
Here's what happened. I was there for the funeral. but I missed the wedding, if that makes any sense.
Yes.
Okay?
Yep, I gotcha.
Versus the opposite. Like, I missed the wedding. I'm hesitant because I missed, but at 80-1, and based on his numbers and recent form, as a big-time flyer, I would not talk off you off him. By the way, he's also 7-1 top 5 and 3-1 top 10.
Exactly. So there's some value there. The other thing I wanted to mention too, just so a nice little factoid for you and for all our listeners as well. This one's from Justin Ray Golf. Xander Schauffele has not shot over par in the final round of a PGA Tour event in nearly 2 years. So if you're looking, if he's anywhere in hunting distance after, you know, day two, I wouldn't hate the idea of getting back in on Schauffele. And we'll talk about it, you know, on Saturday morning or Friday, whatever. But
if we're being honest, we're going to talk about this tomorrow because they don't tee off until 11:45. They don't tee off until 11:45 tomorrow. And if we're talking tomorrow morning, then we'll be talking about this again. So, I mean, I just realized that we are handicapped. Well, give people time to get themselves settled in. I would also say for if people are listening, I know our buddy Mike D., the degenerate plays our DraftKings lines off of what we're doing. There's only 29 golfers. Okay, you got to get a little bit wonky in your lineup. The last thing, if you're playing in big tournaments, these huge field tournaments, you don't want to be duped, even if it's for a major money. So just do your research and be comfortable getting uncomfortable. Shime is what I would say this week, because everyone's going to do the same thing. They're going to try to jam in a couple of the top guys. Aaron Wise is going to be massively owned because he goes off by himself on Thursday. I believe based on because there's one odd golfer here, there'll be a lone golfer by himself Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I don't think they're going to play a threesome. They're going to send – so Wise goes off by himself at 11:45 tomorrow. He's going to be massively owned. So if you think, oh, my God, I'm playing Aaron Wise, no one's going to play him, he's going to be massively owned.
Yeah, 100%.
There's some guys in the middle portion of the pricing for DK that I think are going to get totally lost in the shuffle because people are going to want to play the big guys up top. They're going to go cheap in the middle, the stars and scrubs lineup. So the
other thing I get worried about, too, is that you talk about with Scott Stallings being a week too early. I wonder if we were a week too early on Cam Young. And that's just going to – I'm not betting him. He's not on my card right now. But, like, I'm looking at it 55-1. Oh, that's the Tour Championship 55-1. Without the strokes, 30-1. And so it's just like, that's going to linger in the back of my mind. I'm not going to play him because I don't have any confidence in that. But if he wins, I'm going to be like, well, you know, we talked about it a week too early again.
He's going to be part of my official card. I don't know. Again, it might be a pizza money thing, but as you bring it up now, he drives well. Like, I just worry. I also kind of worry about the rookies in this event.
Yeah.
You know, with your guy Thiegs, you know, they get here. They played a lot of golf this year. They're all getting paid a crap ton of money. Even on the withdrawal, you know, Willie Z's getting $500,000. He's getting $500,000 for finishing 30th. So the pricing is unbelievable. And if people miss the news today, I'll let Hannibal write about this when he decides to get back off vacation. But the tour reset for next year and some of these big money elite player events, like, it is comical money. It's not going to be great for DFS because they're smaller events. But I actually just saw as we were talking, Shime, we can't really dive into this now because we don't have a lot of time to do it. But as part of this reset of the tour, as the tour tries to beg these star players not to go, they're apparently letting Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy, they're launching their own company called TMRW Sports Ventures. So they're going to have a tech-fused golf league in partnership with the PGA Tour. It's starting in 2024. 15 televised Monday night matches featuring 6 teams of 3 players each. A promise of 18 holes in 2 hours.
What?
I don't know.
How do you play 18 holes in 2 hours?
I don't know, but it just moved a little bit over here. Just moved. Just reading that. It moved. I don't know, but I'm going to see top players in 2 hours playing 18 in 6 teams of 3.
Yeah, I need that.
I need it.
Need it.
Need it.
Need it. Is this part of their anti-Live Brigade?
Yes. No, the PGA, they announced a bunch of new initiatives today with a bunch of new money and top 20 guarantees. But they're letting Tiger and Rory start their own little venture where they're going to lead off this little TGL, tech-infused golf league, in partnership with the PGA. So this is better than those, like, this is real matches. It's not just like Tiger and Phil and Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers duffing around out there.
And Josh Allen. I mean, I'm 500 yards to the right.
They will fire me from this place by 2024, so there's no sense in delving into it now. But again, so we will. This is my initial card, Shime. And now that you brought up Cam Young and some other ideas, I will have a full card tomorrow. Since we're going to be doing it before they tee off at 11:45. We can probably get out before we can get out before 11:45 tomorrow, right? For the people?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Oh, 100%. Tomorrow? Definitely.
Okay. Boy, we covered a lot of ground. I'm sorry to keep you so long, Shime. Shime gets off the air, does this four-hour show, gets no thanks from Greg Hill. No one says thank you to him. He's annoyed at Ken Laird.
Well, we've been talking a lot of golf today. I am playing Granite Links later this afternoon.
Oh, I wonder who got you on there.
Yeah, exactly. It's a Greg Hill special. So,
oh, nice.
Yep. So I am going to be playing Granite Links today. So I'm kind of hanging around for a while anyway. So I was happy to talk to you for this long.
All right. Let us know who you're betting at BetQL Boston on Twitter. BetQL Boston on Twitter. Tweet at us. I've done a poor job of tweeting out the link to the broadcast podcast, so we'll try to do that today and see who you like. Subscribe at Apple Podcasts, you moron. Spotify and on the Odyssey app. You can also, again, Twitter, BetQL Boston. Shime will get a full review of Bet the Granite Links tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
I will go fold some more kids' clothes and be annoyed while I'm doing it.
Ooh, well, speaking of Granite Links, Greg seems to think I'm going to shoot somewhere in the 52, 53 range. I said about 47. I'll set the over-under at 49.5. What do you got?
I've never played golf with you.
Nope.
I've never played Granite Links. So it'd be
same.
I'm just rooting for you.
I
have no information. I'd just be betting blind.
Yep.
I'm betting under because I want you to shoot under.
Thank you, Matt. I appreciate you.
Are you playing with the show? Who are you playing with?
Yeah, so we did a calling contest. We had a bunch of listeners win twosomes. So I think there's going to be like 20 listeners there or something like that. And then myself, Greg, Wiggy, Courtney will be playing as well. And so it'll be a fun little time. Then we'll have some food and drinks afterward. It's going to be great.
Can I criticize Wiggy's outfit today? What, did he know he's on the air? Did he know he's on TV? The hell
I didn't
those
see it.
Shorts.
I
oh, you didn't see it.
Well, I wasn't paying enough attention. I'll be honest. I was busy doing other things.
Producer of the show, everybody, Chris Shine.
I'm not the TV producer. I just produce the radio.
All right, great job, buddy. This was a lot of fun. It's put me in a better mood. Now I got to go fold flipping clothes again.
Have fun, bud. I'll talk to you.
Goodbye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.